So it's 11:30, so I think I will go ahead and convene the meeting, and wanted to thank everyone for joining. So I'm going to start with the, since this is a public meeting of the advisory committee of CHESLA, I wanted to start with providing the standard commentary about how we're conducting this meeting. And in accordance with state law regarding public meetings held via electronic equipment, this meeting will be recorded and the recording will be posted on the authority's website. And I'd like to do a roll call of attendees, starting with the advisory committee members that are present. We have Lou DeLuca.
Hello, Lou DeLuca, Financial
Hi.
Literacy Director at Southern.
Okay, thank you, Lou. And Wilson Luna.
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. And Rich Bishop is expected, but I believe has not yet joined. And then as far as staff is concerned, I'm Jeanette Weldon, Executive Director of CHESLA. Josh.
Josh Sherlock, Assistant Director for Chesil.
Denise.
Here, General Counsel for CHESLA.
And Dan Junji.
Dan Junji, Government Relations and Communication Specialist with CHIFA.
Okay, and then I would like to ask for any others who are on the call or in the meeting to identify themselves.
This is Rebecca Ablett with CHIFA, Administrative Services Assistant.
Okay, thanks. And then do we have anyone else on the call? The CTN representatives?
Hello, just here recording for you guys.
Okay, thank you. All right, so I will also ask that everyone, you know, reiterate your name before speaking during the meeting. And if the meeting's interrupted due to any technical difficulties, we'll email you or text you to let you know if the meeting's going to be adjourned or resumed at a different time or canceled. So with that, I would like to welcome the members of the CHESLA Advisory Committee. And what we wanted to do is to use this meeting is to provide you with some updates. So, but first on the agenda is just to review and approve the minutes of the August 30th, 2021 committee meeting. So does anyone have any comments on the minutes, or otherwise I'll take a motion to approve them. Okay. Would someone like to make a motion, Lou, or someone else?
I make the motion to accept the minutes as submitted.
Okay. And then as far as a second, is there a second?
Is everyone on mute, or is that just?
No, I think, Lou, would you like to make a second on the motion?
I wasn't there for the meeting, so I'm going to abstain.
Okay. All right, so Denise, can I second the motion?
I mean, I think the minutes show Lou as president of that meeting.
They do, actually.
Oh, this is from a year ago?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I second. I'm sorry.
Okay. All right, Eddie, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, the minutes, any opposed? The minutes pass. Okay, so now we can get into the substance of the meeting. And what we wanted to do was provide you with some updates on two sort of specialized programs that we have in place, and then also give you some general updates. So first, we wanted to talk to you a bit about the employer student loan repayment program. And the goal of this program is to support the governor's workforce development efforts by providing employers with a product that they can use to recruit and retain talented staff. And so, as I'm sure a lot of you have seen, in the press, recruiting and retaining talent is challenging in the current labor market. And so this is a program that we think can really support some of those efforts. And the program was initially sort of further supported by Public Act 19-68, which provided for a state tax credit for employers' pay downs on CHESLA refinance loans. And this law was augmented by Public Act 22-118, which further expanded the state tax credit so that it could apply to any type of CHESLA loan, not just a refinance loan, and also provide for a refundable tax credit, which can be useful to small businesses with limited tax liability. And before I ask Josh to go into some of the specifics on the program, I also wanted to mention CHESLA entered into an arrangement with our Rhode Island counterpart, which is known as the Rhode Island Student Loan Association, to develop this employer pay down product and really provide a comprehensive package to Connecticut employers. And so it has a lot of features that we think they will find attractive. So with that, I'll turn it over to Josh to provide some specifics.
Thanks, Jeanette. So in coordination with RISLA, essentially with this program, CHESLA is offering its products and programs, specifically our refinance loan product, which would allow employees to potentially lower their interest rate and or monthly payment. We partnered with RISLA regarding the program because they had the back office and payment processing already set up. The employees have an employee dashboard in which they can select the loans they would like the employer to make payments to. And then there's also an employer dashboard to provide a roster of employees that the employer wants to make payments to. The great feature about the program is it's at minimal cost to the employer. The cost to the employer is really the actual contribution amount to the student loans and the frequency of those payments. And then there's simply a $4 transaction fee per student loan payment. So like I said, the great feature of this program is really all it takes is the employer to say, hey, this is a great benefit, let's offer it. CHESLA and RISLA work together to make this as seamless and easy for the employer. Additionally, there are federal benefits available to incentivize employers to help pay down their employee student loans. Employers can make a maximum amount of up to $5,250 per employee on an annual basis, and these are tax-free payments. Both federal and private student loans are eligible for those federal benefits. Additionally, the employer and the employee both save on federal payroll taxes on those qualifying payments. And lastly, those payments that are made are not considered income to the employee. So those are great federal benefits and incentives for the employer to offer this. and those incentives are in place until 2025. And I think there's already been speculation at the federal level that the federal government plans to extend those benefits beyond 2025. Lastly, as Jeanette mentioned, there's a state of Connecticut tax credit, which incentivizes the employers to pay down specifically CHESL loans, whether that's an in-school loan or a refinance loan, and the employers would be potentially able to receive a state of Connecticut tax credit based on the payments on the CHESL loans. So marketing is in progress regarding this program. We're reaching out to many different companies across the state. We're primarily targeting the smaller and mid-sized companies with the theory that the larger companies may already have an employer pay down program in place. So with that said, I will stop there. Are there any questions regarding that program?
So I think, the big key benefit, as Josh mentioned, is that it is very customizable to small employers. So if an employer only wants to make, you know, a $50 payment once a year, the program can accommodate that. If they only have, you know, 10 employees, that can be accommodated as well. And I think, you know, clearly student loans are something that is a key consideration for many new hires who have just recently graduated. So we're hoping that this will help those smaller employers attract talent.
Yeah, good point, Jeanette. And another point I want to make is the employer can define the employees that they want to offer this program to. So an employer can offer it to all of their employees. If they want to use it as a new employee recruitment tool, the employer can decide to pay down just the loans for new employees, or an employer could decide to offer this just to the more tenured employees on their staff. It's completely customizable.
Josh, okay. I just have a quick question. The state of Connecticut, as an employer, would they be eligible to participate in this program?
So anyone is eligible to participate in the program. And obviously, you know, some of the tax benefits, like the Connecticut tax credit benefit, you know, is going to be more meaningful to some types of employers than others. But right. Anyone is you know, the program is open to any eligible employer.
But thank you.
Okay. All right, so I think the next program on the agenda that we wanted to provide an overview of is the Alliance District Teacher Loan Subsidy Program. And this is a program, and we may have spoken about this when we met last year. This was a program that was part of CHESLA's legislative agenda actually in the 2021 legislative session. And purpose of the program, or the reason we included it in our legislative agenda, was that we really wanted to identify ways that we could use CHESL products and programs to further some of the state's workforce development goals. So we were looking for new ways. So, you know, obviously the employer pay down is one, but we were looking for other new ways to incentivize and not only achieve workforce goals, but also some other public purpose types of goals. And so the concept is focused on teacher recruitment and teacher retention in the state's alliance districts. And alliance districts are those that are underperforming or most in need according to certain state measures. And so there are, I believe, 36 alliance districts in the state. And so this program, which passed in the 21 session, but we have been working closely with the State Department of Education to implement the program over the past year. This program offers an interest rate subsidy on alliance district teacher refinance loans, and it's to refinance existing private student loan debt, so non-federal loans, because we don't want to interfere with any of the federal benefits that might be available. But it's offered to any teachers who teach, who commit to teaching in an alliance district. And so the whole concept being to attract, support, and retain high quality educators, including educators of color, in those districts. And so it's a program we are really still in the, we just recently launched it, so it's very much in the early stages, but it's something that we're very proud of the program, and we think that it can provide a great model for how to approach some of those, not only workforce needs, but other goals. So with that, I'll turn it over to Josh to go over some of the specifics of the program.
Thanks, Jeanette. So to start, to be eligible, an applicant must obviously be teaching in a Connecticut Alliance District and maintain a current Connecticut Educator certification. And the teacher must submit an application for the Alliance District Teacher Refinance Loan. In terms of the underwriting criteria, the teacher must have a FICO score of at least 580 and a debt-to-income ratio less than or equal to 50%. An important point to keep in mind is that criteria is relaxed from Cheslow's standard refinance criteria. On a regular refinance loan, the minimum FICO score is 650 with a required cosigner and a debt-to-income ratio less than or equal to 43%. So we relax the criteria in coordination with the state in an effort to better reach the amount of teachers with this program. Jeanette already mentioned that the teachers can only refinance a private student loan. And another point to note is that the teacher must be the refinancing borrower on the private student loan that financed the teacher's higher education. I've had some questions from teachers, can I refinance my daughter's student loans? No, the loan must have financed the teacher's higher education. Funding for the program is limited. That's why we set the maximum loan size at $25,000. With the funds we received from the state of Connecticut to fund this program, This ensures that we are impacting at least 280 teachers with the program. Teachers approved for an Alliance District refinance loan will receive a 3% percentage point subsidy on their loan as long as they continue to teach in a Connecticut Alliance District public school. Rates on the Alliance District loans, including the 3% subsidy, they range from 0.75% to 2.49%. Across the 5, 10, and 15-year repayment terms, and the teacher is able to select the term that fits their situation best. Another point I would want to make is that for teachers that have private student loans greater than $25,000, those teachers are certainly free to then turn around and apply for Cheslow's regular refinance loan, also known as Refi-CP, provided they can meet the stricter criteria on a regular refinance program.
And also, Josh, you want to just speak to the impact of refinancing if you have like a higher interest rate private loan, like 10% or something?
Yeah, I mean, if a teacher has like a 10% private loan and then they can refinance into this program to say, you know, 1 or 2%, you know, depending on, you know, they're able to save up to $10,000 or $11,000 over the life of the loan, provided that the teacher stays teaching in the Alliance District over the life of the loan. So at any point, if the teacher is no longer teaching in an Alliance, Connecticut Alliance District, the interest rate would increase by 3%. Additionally, I gave you the rates previously of 0.75% to 2.49%. After the refinance, Alliance District refinance loan disperses, the teacher is free to enroll in ACH or auto payments with the loan servicer to reduce the rate by 0.25% further. I'll stop there. Are there any other questions before I get into some of the frequently asked questions we've received regarding the program? Okay, hearing none. So a first frequently asked question. I am a teacher in the Connecticut Alliance District. Do I definitely qualify for this program? So the answer is, teaching in the Connecticut Alliance District makes the teacher eligible to apply for this program. The teacher would still need to meet the underwriting criteria to qualify. The second frequently asked question, is this free money? No, this is a refinance student loan that is paid back plus the interest rate. And the benefit to the teacher is that 3% subsidy, which represents significant savings over the life of the loan. Can I refinance loans that I am a co-signer on? As previously mentioned, the teacher must be the borrower on the underlying loan that financed their higher education. Can I refinance my Department of Education student loans? Again, as previously mentioned, we do not refinance federal student loans with this program. This is because refinancing any federal loans would impact federal benefits, such as teacher loan forgiveness and public service loan forgiveness. This would also include any potential forgiveness from the president, which is a hot topic in the industry. So anytime those federal loans are refinanced away from the federal government, those federal benefits are lost. What loans are private loans? Any student loan that is not through the Department of Education and federal government would be considered a private loan. Even an agency such as CHESLA, while we are quasi-state, our CHESLA loan would still be considered a private loan. And then the last question, what fees are required for this program? There are no fees, period, regarding the program. No application fee, no origination fee, no prepayment penalties, et cetera. So that's it regarding the Alliance District program. Are there any questions?
This is Lou from Southern. Do we have a list of those 36 districts?
Yeah, they're on the website on the I'll get the Alliance Teacher Program tab. There's a list of the 36 districts, but I can also send that to you directly, Will, after the meeting.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
And we are in the process, you know, throughout all of this, the implementation, which did involve a lot of coordination, not only with SDE, but also, you know, from an application development perspective with our originator. Also, there's, you know, ongoing documentation requirements because we are verifying the continued employment by the Alliance District for these teachers so that we will know whether or not they remain eligible for this rate. So it's not like we're just doing that at the start. That's a continuous process. So there's a lot of, development and organization that went into implementation of this. And we're now doing some outreach. We've done some sort of group outreach to district talent officers, and now we're doing some one-on-one outreach to district talent officers to make sure they have a good understanding of the program. We have a flyer that we're making available to them so that they can get that out to their teachers. So we're very much into the the rollout stage. But we're very very pleased that we were able to develop this program and that we're in the process of offering it. So next on the agenda is just some updates on our existing in-school loan program. So Josh, did you want to just share some key information there?
Thanks, Matt. I think it'll be a quick update. But our current interest rate for the in-school program is 5.49% fixed. It's one interest rate, which is Chesil's historical offering. So anyone that is approved receives the same interest rate. We think that that offering compares favorably to other private lenders in the industry that may offer fixed rates themselves, but may range from 5 to a much higher percentage based on the credit of the applicant. This way, anyone that applies to Chesil, they know exactly what interest rate they will be receiving should they be approved for the loan. In terms of our loan volume so far, there seems to be great interest in the program and our interest rate. Compared to prior years, we have about $4 million less on hand than we had in the past 3 years. So that means we're getting the dollars out the door, the students and families are interested, and we're helping to pay for their higher education. At this point, most of the applications are committed. The school selects their disbursement dates, and those disbursements are starting to pick up now here at the end of August, but many schools will have their first disbursements go out in September, and then typically the second disbursements on the loans end up going out in January each year. That's kind of it regarding the program. Just a quick update. Are there any questions?
And just to mention, Wilson, were you going to ask a question?
No, I'm fine.
Okay. You may recall we issue bonds in the public debt markets annually. So typically, late spring, we are in the bond market. And so I think we kind of got lucky this spring because it was as rates were starting to be, to increase and become more volatile. But it was actually, I think the Fed may have done one rate hike perhaps at that point. But we feel like we were able to end up in a good place. So we kind of hit a good day in the market, and that contributed to our ability to offer this 5.49 rate, which I think is very favorable. And I think that's why we have, the money going out the door. Next agenda item is a legislative update from Dan Junji, who is our legislative liaison.
Thank you, Jeanette. So the first point that I would like to touch on is with respect to Senate Bill 103. This passed in the most recent legislative session. It was a short session, and short sessions are notoriously known for being difficult to achieve significant legislative victories. However, we were successful in gaining passage of Senate Bill 103. This legislation contained language that enables CHESLA to provide financial assistance to students who are enrolled in post-secondary educational programs. Prior, CHESLA was only able to provide financial assistance to students who were attending nonprofit higher educational institutions. This legislation did receive strong bipartisan support, and it was signed by the governor on May 17th. And the second item I would like to touch on is looking forward with respect to the upcoming legislative session. I'm sure everyone is aware of the fact that there's a general election this November, and both the House and the Senate are up for re-election. So we're anticipating notable turnover in both chambers, and we're currently in the process of preparing an aggressive outreach campaign so we can hit the ground running shortly after the general election in November, particularly focusing on newly elected members who may not be familiar with the work that CHESLA does. As we come up to the start of the legislative session and throughout that process, we will keep you apprised of developments as they come forward. Thank you.
And any questions for Dan? Okay. Otherwise, I'll just, I just wanted to close with one other update, which is earlier this month, we had a very successful scholarship award ceremony. And we were very pleased. We did it in person, and this was after doing it virtual for a couple of years. We did it in person, and we had a nice turnout. And we had a keynote speaker, Thea Montanez, who's the chief operating officer for the city of Hartford. And she made comments that I think really resonated with some of the award recipients. And Josh, do you want to just talk a little bit about the number of awards and the dollars, et cetera?
Yeah, thanks, Jeanette. So for this application cycle for undergraduate students, CHESLA will be awarding 171 students, totaling $489,000.
Right.
So we're very happy about that impact to students throughout the state.
Right.
That's very impressive.
Mm-hmm. And it is a need-based scholarship. And so, yeah, and as I said, the in-person awards event, and the students had the opportunity, you know, to bring family members. And it was just a very happy occasion, very well received. And we were thrilled to be able to do that. So that is the advisory committee update. And then before we adjourn, just a reminder, we do have the next board meeting is September 22nd. And so the advisory committee is always invited to attend board meetings at that meeting. The audited financial statements for CHESLA will be presented. And as you know, the statements are actually part of the CHIFA statement. So it's really a CHIFA audit, but it comprises, you know, the chief of subsidiaries, including CHESLA. So the auditors will be there giving an update on the financials for CHESLA. So if there are no other questions or comments, I will adjourn the meeting. Do we need to have a motion to adjourn, I suppose? Wilson, would you like to make a motion to adjourn?
Yes, I make a motion to adjourn the meeting.
Okay.
Second.
Okay, thanks. So we will, I'm assuming all in favor, so we will adjourn the meeting and look forward to seeing you again soon. And thank you very much for taking the time out to be in this advisory capacity and be a sounding board for some of the things that CHESLA's contemplating. And I'm sure we'll be reaching out, you know, as we give thought to our next initiatives. So thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.